Hey guys, it's your best fight friends. I'm Kelsey. That's Jordan Young, a light heavyweight contender for the PFL 11-1. A lot of people like your chances, Jordan Young, to be this season's PFL champion. So I'm excited to meet you, man. How's it going?
It's going really well, man. I'm enjoying it. It's a nice little Monday, start of the week.
Yeah, and you're in a nice location over there. We're just talking about you being in that fancy Ocean's Resort Casino over there in Atlantic City. What's it like?
It's definitely nice, you know what I mean? It could be worse. It could be a lot worse. We could be quarantined in worser places. So I'm enjoying, the hotel staff, PFL staff. They've been taking good care of us and been making life nice and easy.
Well, I say it's fancy. I mean, you're what? You stay over there near Coconut Creek, Florida, right? Because you train at American Top Team. So it's not as nice as maybe you're accustomed to.
Yeah, no, for sure, for sure.
Well, this is your first season with the PFL. You spent a long time with Bellator. You were 11-1 as an MMA fighter overall. Now, you chose to leave Bellator after your last fight. I know that you suffered a loss in that fight because you were injured, at least partially. But you had a lot of options, right? And I wanted to know if you could talk about a little bit, give a little more information on how you decided to join the PFL. Because I think a lot of MMA fans, when I'm writing stories and on Facebook, we have a big Facebook page at Heavy, all people see is the UFC, so they don't maybe understand why people, fighters such as yourself that have promising careers would choose to be with the PFL. Can you explain that to me and to them?
Yeah, so for me, the UFC obviously is the number one destination in MMA. I chose not to go to the UFC or to entertain the UFC quite yet because I'm a young guy. I'm 26 years old. I personally would like to own some land. I'd like to own a house before I go into the UFC. That way, my situation is a little more figured out and I won't find myself in any back against the wall situations. I think that having stability outside of your career in the cage can make you a better fighter. Now, my decision-making on leaving Bellator to come to the PFL had a lot to do with the way that Bellator was promoting me and also the numbers that they were throwing at me. I was 7 fights deep into my Bellator career, and I was tied for like most submissions in my division. And then I also had a record for most consecutive submissions. I just felt that I could have been getting a little bit more out of my Bellator time as far as marketing goes. And then after I took that first L, the numbers that they presented to me, if I would have accepted them, that would have meant that Jordan Young's stock went way down.
Yeah.
In the business world. So I took the PFL's offer, which in the business world meant that my stock went up. You know what I mean? So yeah. I just feel I made the right business decision.
I love that. And I hate that in combat sports, of course, you suffer a loss and they're ready to use that against you, so to speak, so they can get you at the least amount of money they can pay is what they want.
Yeah.
However, in PFL, it gave you more money to fight, but also, hey, guess what? You get to fight for $1 million this year. That's awesome.
No, 100%. And the ability to be able to fight back to back to back, because even though the grand total prize is $1 million, we're still getting paid per fight. So like in Bellator, I got paid pretty well as well. But when I would fight in Bellator, it might be 6 months. It might be 7-8 months maybe before I fight again. And that's a long time. It would make that good money turn into average money, just decent money, really. So being able to fight, I didn't get to fight, unfortunately, this last card 4 weeks ago. But I was able to get paid because I did everything in my capability to be able to fight. So being able to collect these checks so close together is a huge benefit.
Yeah, that's exciting. And I didn't know you got paid, but you got paid and you got 3 points.
Yeah, absolutely. And 3 points, you know, it's a good gesture. I'm not saying I wish I would have got more points because I didn't have to perform, but maybe I would have gotten more points if I did get to perform. So yeah. I'm at a little bit of a disadvantage from the sense that I got rewarded as if I got a decision win, even though I never got the opportunity to compete. Mm-hmm. So my back is a little bit against the wall to get a finish. It's not like I'm in a situation where I need a first or a second. I need a finish and I need somebody who has points currently to take a loss. And I will be on into the semifinals.
Yeah, and that's exciting. And that, to me, is so intriguing because I don't, as a longtime combat sports writer, I started in boxing and have come over to MMA. Same thing. I never thought about points and like all the stuff that you have to think about now. You fight at PFL 5 on June 17th against Tom Lawler, and you want to make the playoffs. So you have to have in the back of your mind, like you just said, I got to finish this guy. That has to feel different than if they were just going into a standard, like, one-off fight promotion.
It feels like there's a little bit on the line. It feels like I there's an objective to get done. Fortunately for me, though, like I said, it's not like it has to be done in the first round or the second round. Tom Waller, if Tom Waller wants any chance of moving on, he needs somebody with points to lose as well. But he also needs to get 6 points. That's a little bit of a different situation. I've never been finished in my career. I don't get hit, and I don't give up bad grappling positions. So with that being said, it's going to be a tough night for him to get his objective done. You know what I mean? His tournament hopes are dead already. There's no chance of him finishing me in 5 minutes.
You want to double kill him then?
Well, if we're going to be honest, I want to triple kill him because I think he retires. Okay.
You want to retire, filthy Tom Waller.
Yeah, absolutely. It's time to send him off into the pro wrestling world. Things have changed in the MMA game since he was a relatively active competitor.
Yeah, it really truly has. I mean, it amazes me just watching MMA, how MMA fighters keep getting better and better and better. And it's because people grow up doing it now almost, right? It's like this whole thing. It's so amazing to see it. As a longtime boxing historian / journalist, whatever, I can look back at boxing. You can see boxing changed every 10 years, right? Mm-hmm. What Floyd Mayweather, I know that you were a big fan of Floyd Mayweather Jr. What he did was so far ahead of what the guys did back in the 1920s, right? Well, we get to see that happening in real time in MMA. Mm-hmm. And to me, that's amazing. Tell people a little bit about your love for Floyd Mayweather Jr., Money Mayweather, and his style and how he did his career.
Yeah, I love Floyd Money Mayweather. Everything from the way that he crafted his career to the way that he speaks in his interviews. He's very slow and deliberate. He takes his time. He thinks about the answers. Yeah. And a lot of the trends and styles that we see in combat sports current day today, a lot of the flashy stuff, it would be a lot of people give that like the McGregor effect or like, you know, et cetera, et cetera. McGregor got this from Mayweather, you know what I mean? So mm-hmm. It's like one of those things if I was to transfer it to the music world, Lil Wayne is somebody who, you know, if it wasn't for Lil Wayne, a lot of the styles that currently go on right now might not be in effect. It's the same thing for Floyd Money Mayweather. Without him being Money Mayweather, maybe we don't get a Mystic Mac, a Conor McGregor, you know what I mean? Maybe we don't get all the new fancy stuff that we now have in our game.
Definitely not. I love Floyd because he sets a great example for how people should be at least be thinking, especially people in your position, right? Because what I love about when I watch Floyd Mayweather be interviewed, you're not going to trick Floyd. You know what I mean? Like he knows that the media is really trying to trick him into saying something that they can make into a big deal. Right. That's what a lot of people do. But he wants to stay positive for the most part. I really like that. I really like that he was such a great fighter and he's such good care of himself. You want to take good care of yourself too, right? I love your style, the way you don't want to get hit. You don't want to stand and bomb with people, but you do want to finish people because you've got really great jiu-jitsu. And I think that that's an important thing in MMA as a jiu-jitsu practitioner. Did you see what Paul Craig did at the UFC card? Did you
watch that? Yeah, I did. That ruined my parlay for the night.
Oh, yeah, because he was a big underdog.
Yeah, I had Jamal Hill. Me and Jamal, I just recently was in communication with him via Instagram DM. Mm-hmm. I like his style. I like the way he fights. I'd say he's probably my favorite light heavyweight fighter in the UFC at the moment. And him and Nikita Krylov. And I was very excited for that fight. You know what I mean? I thought that Hill was going to move forward and move downward in that top 15. But, you know, he'll be back. But to talk about Paul Craig, that was a beautiful setup, beautiful finish. Very, very worth the 50 G's he was paid on top.
Yeah, and like that's the kind of thing. Like I was so just like it was such a crazy moment. And then I was thinking like I don't know who will need more therapy, the guy that got his arm broke and then bashed like that, or the guy that did that. Like how do you prepare yourself mentally to have to do that to somebody? Because that's like the fight was over and the ref didn't stop and he just had to bash his head.
Yeah, no, for sure. It was a little violent for sure. You know, it's good to hear though that Jamal Hill was all right and they were able to pop his arm back in. So thankfully he didn't have any breaks. Crazy. That dude
was just standing there like it was no big deal.
Yeah, for sure.
I was like, get him to the hospital. And he's like, I'm
so that was almost stretcher worthy for sure. He was walking out of there holding his arm up.
So the odds on the odds makers tab Miliano Sorde to be the light heavyweight champion again. I don't know if you've looked at this at DraftKings. They've got him tied with Antonio Carlos Jr. as the odds makers favorite. You're about four slots now, maybe three slots now, and as still one of the favorites, but not the favorite. So tell me, why are the odds makers wrong?
You know, I don't necessarily think they're wrong. Maybe they have it right and they get some of their top three in the finals. You know what I'm saying? I think that they picked the fighters that they feel have the best chances to win for whatever reason. I'm sure with Shoeface, it's his skill set. With Emiliano Sordi, I'm sure it's his track record. Emiliano didn't look like the Emiliano of old in his last fight against Chris Camozzi, but I will attest to the fact that he looks like he's in better shape now. It looks like he'll put on a better performance this Thursday, but we'll see. I think that, you know, if they're not putting me up there, it has to do something maybe with me not getting to compete that last card. I have no doubt that if I was able to compete that last card, I would my name would be higher than where it is. Do you by chance know what the odds are for this fight with me and Tom Waller?
You're a pretty hefty favorite. I think I think that he's like plus 375 or something, and you would be minus 200 or 300.
They're aware.
For MMA, that's a pretty hefty favorite.
Yeah, no, I was hoping that I would be able to score some money on myself. Maybe they weren't up to date.
We're not going
to
win too much.
Yeah, no, they're aware. That's good to hear, though.
They got you back. Yeah, and those futures markets, too, have to be dictated on PFL math. PFL math isn't that complicated, but for a person like me who has an English degree, I don't figure it out, so maybe it's that.
My man,
I'm excited about your fight. You have a prediction for it?
Yeah, I think I'm gonna get the finish in under 10 minutes. I'd like to tell you how I'd finish, but I'm not quite sure on that. Depends a little bit on how Tom Waller fights. You know, he's the guy that needs an absolute six. There's no way he advances without six. So if he fights a certain style of fight, I might have to address that and negate some things first before I can really open up and get to doing what I want to do. But, you know, maybe I'll get right to it and put him away in that first five.
Hopefully. Sometimes when people fight, people sometimes don't realize that in combat sports, getting finishes or knockouts in boxing, it also depends on how the opponent fights, right? Because if a guy doesn't want to engage, there's things that they can do to make the fights last longer. You don't expect Tom Lawler to do that, though. He knows that he needs points.
Right, for sure. I just when I said what I said, maybe he is fighting like a wrestling heavy style. Maybe he keeps shooting. I might have to address that before I can really create space and open up with my shots. So, you know, that's what I meant by that. But I think that regardless, I'll do what I intend to do, which is land long, accurate shots, and I will hurt him within the first 5 minutes.
I'm definitely excited about your fight. I'm definitely excited about your career. I look forward to watching you finally get to compete in the PFL and hopefully go on to the playoffs to win that belt. Before I let you go, I do want to ask you, did you catch Clarissa Shields' fight last week? And what did you think about it?
I think that, you know, she did really good. There's two things I think about her coming into MMA. One, I keep seeing this, like, this theme online that people are saying that she has more balls than the male boxers. And I don't want to discredit her in any facet because she did cross over. I just want to state that if she was being paid the same way that the male boxers were being paid, she might not have crossed over into MMA.
She would say that too, yeah.
Yeah, that's number one. But then number two, I think she looked really good. You know, obviously she was in some bad positions, but she didn't wail out. She didn't look super nervous or like she was out of her galaxy, you know what I mean? Like she was aware enough to stay safe and not take any damage. And in that third round, when she did get some takedown defense going, she was consistent with landing her shots, so she got her out of there.
Well, I'm excited about it. She's pretty bad at it, I think, for even attempting it. It's awesome. You're pretty bad at it for going to the PFL and hopefully going to that tournament. And I'm grateful to have met you, and I'll be following your career, Jordan Young. Thanks for being with us.
100%. I appreciate the interview. I just want to give a quick shout out to Dan Lambert and American Top Team. I want to give a shout out to all my training partners and coaches and the PFL for this opportunity come Thursday.
For sure. Thanks so much.
My man.